Couch, live from the 7th annual AM Fan.
Yeah, there was that COVID year that we didn't
have it.
So that's where I'm not sure.
So we're not counting that year?
I don't know.
No, that just works. Didn't. That year didn't happen.
Okay.
In the grand scheme of every annual.
So it's been every year except for that one year.
Except
yes.
for that one
uh-huh.
time
yep.
that the Bulls beat the Bucks. Yep.
Yep.
Well, then it's the 6th, but it started in 2016 just like this show did, and we kept going through COVID. I don't know how high the quality of the show was, but be that as it may, we are at the AmFam Championship, which we love to do every year. Your energy is incredible.
Thanks.
I don't know what it is about this event and you being at it, but you're feeling it. And maybe it's the presence of our next guest.
Who, he always ups my game, that's for sure.
I don't
and he always gets me real tired on nights after the concert series.
Yeah. What does he do at AmFam? Do you know?
I do.
I
don't put people's business on the street.
Does he have a title?
Yeah. Big dog.
For
we
us.
We call him BDDK.
For us, what we call him is our friend from AmFam. It is Dan Kelly on Wildy and Tausch. Dan, I know your appearances are so popular that no matter where you go, people ask you about being on the show. I feel like there needs to be more regularity to your visits. I had lots of people ask me, hey, what happened to your Steinhoffel's sleepers of the Brewers season? And I told them, Dan was out of the country. We can't do it without him.
Yeah, I missed it. I wish I could have been with you guys then. But we do have in front of us possibly the Dream Drive event at Lambeau that American Family is part of.
Look at Wooly. I get a breakfast. What is Wooly doing? Why are you touching my breakfast? He's wrecking this, and then I just think, okay, Wooly, he's spray tanning himself. I don't know what he's doing. I said, Wooly, just take a break. And now I look over, my breakfast is all on the ground. What? Oh, my God. I didn't mean to interject, Dan, but what is Wooly doing? Let's keep Wooly in studio. Wooly's an Everlight Solar studio guy moving forward.
Do we have that on the live video screen?
Feels like a day we should have had the video.
Of all this the days.
Oh, and then he's going to scrape it back up and put it like nothing happened.
He's going to bring it over to you.
Oh, your eggs are still good. Don't worry about it. Oh, all right, Dan, go ahead. What the hell is going on around here today? I feel like Lombardi. What the hell is going on out here?
Dan, it's great to see you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on your guys' show. It's always an experience. Every one of them is different than the prior.
Have you met Wooly yet?
Hey, do you want your car washed or something? You get dinged up and you'll end up with chip paint and everything else. We'll send them over. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any conversational segue from that. How excited are you for this year's iteration of the AmFam Championship? Looks like things are already off to a great start.
Things are definitely off to a great start. It's a full week. It started last Wednesday with the Race for Research, which was held out here at the UW Cross Country course, which is on the U Ridge grounds. So that's kicks it off. It's been a whole week of, we had the pairings party, the Pro-Am, 2 days in a row here. Tonight we've got the concert, and tomorrow the celebrity foursome. In between, we got some great golf with just an awesome field on board again.
So I need to ask you about someone who's not in the celebrity foursome. I know this is a controversial question to ask you, but you still haven't gotten Tausch back in the group. Why?
That's a great question, Jason. Great question.
He's pretending that it's okay with him because, you know, he's so proud of winning the inaugural one. And he and Andy
just for the record, we have the course record for the celebrity shootout. We took down Steve Stricker in his prime. He wasn't even 50 yet. And he's out here, and we beat him by 2 strokes.
You and Andy Norton.
So the problem, I think, and Dan can correct me if I'm wrong, Steve,
you can't be embarrassing.
Steve is embarrassed, and that's why we're not invited back.
You were too good. They barred you.
That's fair. How am I going to argue with that?
Happens a lot to him.
Yeah. I'm sure.
So that's tomorrow, you said, without Tausch, but you've got some really I mean, they're second tier compared to him, but really good celebrities tomorrow.
Yeah, so Andy North is the host, as he is every year, of the Celebrity Foursome. And we've got Zach Johnson, who is a PGA Tour regular. He's also the Ryder Cup captain going into next year. So that's kind of a nice little link with Strick having been the captain last year, Zach Johnson yeah. next year. So that will be a some talent right there. And then we've got Derek Jeter.
Jeets.
Yeah, he's been at this event before, and he's a brand ambassador for American Family, and he does a great job, entertains the crowd. They like him. And then last but not least is Michael Phelps.
Who's that? Haven't heard of that.
He is a swimmer.
Oh, he swims.
He swims, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he's, just like in rec? Like different rec things?
He's or, in a league, you know.
He's in a swim
shirt. That's a lie.
Does he wear a swim shirt?
Right.
Well, he wore a whole thing, I think, if I remember correctly.
He had like a swim, swim operation.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. He's
how did that come about?
Tell yeah, that is a great about. Get by AmFam.
So he's kind of retired from swimming, and he's got a lot of life ahead of him, and you know, he's active, and he's into charitable activities as well, and he's picked up some golf, and it sounds like he's a pretty decent golfer. So we're looking for, I don't know if he's as good as Tausch,
no, he's not
or if, yeah, if sure. Michael Phelps will be well, barred
now,
in the future.
Is Zach with him or is Andy with him?
I cannot disclose what the teams will be.
Andy told me it was him. So
yeah.
Those are still being decided, and you don't want them to come out early because then Prize Picks picks will be made early. So who you mentioned that, and we know Tausch is one of them, but you mentioned Jeter as a brand ambassador. Who's on that roster nowadays?
So we have the Scott brothers, the Property Brothers.
Real estate guys.
The Property Brothers, mm-hmm. Scott twins. You know, that really aligns with American Family in terms of their value system, their business that they're in. You know, American Family is a sells homeowners insurance. Property Brothers involved in the homeowners remodeling effort. So that's a good match with our brand. You know, Stricker, of course.
He's doing pretty well.
Boy, I'll tell you what. When you did this, when you guys decided with Steve and to do this, did you ever imagine that it was going to be as successful as it's been? I mean, you hoped. But the amount of money you've raised and the way the community comes out, we're not just – it really is – it has to be better than what you guys even anticipated.
It's truly been amazing. The community has embraced it. The Madison State of Wisconsin has taken this on as their own. We've raised a lot of money for charity, almost $15 million over the course of the tournament. Half the money goes to the American Family Children's Hospital, but the other half goes to various charities that support – healthy families, and it really has been embraced. The sponsors, you know, it doesn't happen without the sponsors. I gotta certainly acknowledge that, and it really has been a great community event.
When you look back on some of the moments that you guys have had through these years now, because look, we were, I think our tent pointed a different direction, but we were here for the first time. I think we had John Horst on.
Horsty.
When we were here,
yeah,
and it is. I mean, Tausch gets, as you are seeing, a little bit wild and crazy when he's here because he's so excited to be here. But it is on our calendar every year. We love being a part of it. What have been some of the highlights for you beyond Tausch winning the Celebrity Foursome? What else have been the highlights during the journey from that first year to today?
Well, there's a lot of things that every year – we think it's great, but there are things that can happen to make it better. And there are changes to where the fans can sit. We've added some seating this year to the 10th tee box, some grandstand, which is new this year. We've got a Tito's Boardwalk.
Oh, I love Tito's Boardwalk.
I had barely finished saying Tito's.
I was going to chomp there if you didn't say it, but yeah.
But that goes from the 14th to the 15th tee. There's like a little
boardwalk. I believe it's on the left-hand side of the tee box, if my memory serves.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, so the pros are this year. The pros are going to walk from 14 green to 15 tee box, high-fiving people on the Tito's boardwalk.
Dan, who do you think is most likely to get one of those transfusions that are playing here? Like walking to hit their tee shot, and they're like, "Hey, hand me one of those Tito's transfusions." You think it's JD?
Well, JD,
he's WD
this year.
He would be the number one pick, right?
Well, he's got preferences, you know.
He does.
Yeah, I would say
convert him.
I'll say Jimenez. He might be a
very flexible young man. He's always, if you watch, he's always on the range doing like all kinds of yoga poses and whatever those.
He can stretch. That's for sure.
Smoking cigarettes.
We weren't. I don't think we're. Oh my gosh! This is talk about the celebrity.
Yeah, we got the cavalcade.
Oh boy!
The old dream team's getting back together one more time.
Oh, all right. So here's what we're gonna do because now I think I might give up my headset.
No, I'm giving
our
mine up.
Our friend Andy North is here too. This is. Again, this is why one of the many, many reasons we love this event. All of our favorite people are here, and we are too at the AmFam Championship. Tausch, can you tell us a little bit about Prize Picks while Andy North and Dan Kelly settle in for some quality time?
I can. Been winning a lot lately on Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports Made Easy. Joker.
Joker. She's carrying you.
Joker. I'm going to go Joker tonight. I listened to Homer yesterday. I didn't win with his predictions on the strikeouts. But, again, you could pick 2 to 6 players. You're just going against Prize Picks' projections. You're not going against Andy North. You're not going against Jason Wilde. It's just Prize Picks' projections. 2 to 6 players, you can get 25X on your return. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the Prize Picks app. And you know what? If you use the promo code WI for the state of Wisconsin, you put 100 in. Prize Picks gives you 100. Again, go to prizepicks.com to get started today.
Dan Kelly, Andy North, Mark Tauscher, and some other guy. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch. Shut up, I'm wearing Cuban links. Yeah. Designer mix. Yeah. Inglewood's finest shoes. Whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue. Continuing live from the AmFam Championship. Have we checked the leaderboard lately?
Yeah, you're ahead.
Not even on it. I'm under 200, I can tell you that. We're excited to be joined not only – Dan, I'm sorry, Dan. We're always excited when you're here. But you did get a one-upped. Like, during one segment you get – and Andy North comes walking over.
Dan's paying for this, guys. This has come out of Dan's pocket. He is the most important guy here today.
He's the one-upped again, you know.
All right, so before we get started, Andy North's here, obviously legendary golfer. But what I really want to get, because earlier in the show we were talking about your kids, and Andy's a grandpa, so he's been around the block a few times. He knows.
Indeed.
All right, so I was giving Jason grief because his daughter went to a sleepover, committed to going to the sleepover, wasn't sick, and she called Daddy and said, Daddy, come pick me up at midnight. I just don't feel What would Andy North, the grandpa, and what would Andy North, the dad?
W-W-A-N-D.
Do
what
you
would
say,
Andy North do?
Yes, of course I'll come pick you up, or is there, can you take me through your mind here?
I mean, I happen to be listening to that as we were driving out here, so I do have some history here.
Okay.
That. I think it depends on the reason she wants to come home.
Okay.
If they're doing something she's not comfortable being part of, then I think that's a pretty darn good reason.
Sure.
If it's just that, oh, you know, I miss you, Dad.
Yeah.
No. You're
what
there.
Was it, Jason?
I just want to
come. I just miss my daddy.
I miss my daddy. Well, I appreciate your support on that, Andy. It's great to have you here. You know, we just talked to you recently, but there was a question because, as is often the case, when Tausch is talking with you, I lose control of the show, which is not different than when you're not on the show. But I wanted to ask you about what you've seen from Steve Stricker. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the LIV stuff and everything else. But I've always loved Steve. We all love Steve here. And that's not one of my caveats either. He went through a really rough patch in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're watching him having all this success on the senior tour. We saw what he did on the regular PGA tour. How do you get past that? And is he unusual in the way he rebounded from such a low point in his career? Because it is so I frankly use it to talk about when things don't go right with our girls when they do sports. Look at the adversity he faced and the way he overcame it.
Well, first of all, really proud of what Steve's done in his career. You know, knowing him since he's a little teeny tyke. Every single player who's ever played any high level sport goes through those kind of periods. I mean, he was lost a little bit for a couple of years, and he sat down and figured out what he needed to do and went out and worked at it. And that, you know, he had a way to get through it and worked his tail off and came back and had great success. Then, obviously, the sickness he had a couple of years ago,
right.
Having to bounce back from that again. I think that he's playing on house money a little bit right now. He's having fun playing. He's playing great. He's playing a lot of golf with his family, which I think that helps keep him really, really excited about playing. To play well out here, I don't care if you're 20 years old or 55 years old, it's got to be a priority to play. And as soon as it gets down on the list of priorities, you're not going to be able to be competitive. And Steve's been able to keep it at the top of his list, and I think the kids help him do that because they're good players, and he's out there playing with them a lot, and it keeps him, I think, young and excited.
Every year I see you at this event, and you say something self-deprecating about your own game. is this when you look at, not for you, but for someone like me who Tausch is trying to get to play golf again, the lifelong ability to play this game, is that one of the best appeals of the game of golf?
I think it's the absolute best. The fact that you can start playing as a little kid, and you can play it for your entire life. You can play with your grandkids. You can play with your grandfather if you're, you know, it's a beautiful game. It teaches you a lot of lessons, and it's, you don't have to be really good doing it. And you can play, if I go play with Sadie, my granddaughter, we have a great time. It doesn't have anything to do with how good either one of you are. You know, you can go out and do it. You go play tennis or pickleball with somebody really good, it's no fun if you're not. If that player's a scratch, if that's
smashing.
Yeah, there you go. If you're a scratch and you're playing and you're playing an 18, it's not fun for either one of you. For this game, it doesn't make any difference.
Andy, do you critique your grandkids? Like if they're not chipping, they get a little wristy. If they ask you, or is it just all for fun?
It's mainly just goofing off. She's a decent athlete that if she wanted to be a good player, I think she could. She just likes going out and play with pops and her mom and dad and hitting it around. You know, you have to actually practice this a little bit if you want to be good.
Could she break 200 with Tausch at Lac La Belle?
I think so.
Okay, well, that makes one of us.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so what we do whenever Dan Kelly, which, by the way, this has been your best segment that you've
had. You have really, you've crushed
this. I was top notch.
What we like to do with Dan is, in conjunction with our great partnership with Steinhoffel's, during the Packers season, we do Steinhoffel's Sleepers of the Week. And that is that Packers player, you know, Tausch likes to pick Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon.
Jordan Love is going to be available to be a Steinhoffler in the beginning of the season. Do we all agree on that?
I would say at the beginning of the year, he's qualified.
First time the quarterback has been available in a very long time. But we're going to do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of this year's AmFam Championship. Now, we all have our pairings in front of us.
Yep.
And I have to admit, and Andy, I've told you this before, but obviously I followed your career. I'm a little bit younger than you, but not as young as I thought I was when I was following your career. This reads like a who's who of all the golfers I grew up enjoying watching. And that's what's really cool about being at this event. Do you want to take the first pick, or are you going to
No, I'll go. I'll go. The guests always get to go first.
Not with you.
Well, this time around they do.
Okay. So, Dan Kelly.
Dan nailed it last year with the Brewers. You picked somebody, and I think they got traded a week later.
I'm pretty sure that
Tausch
and Oxford. Jason's picks were about the same level.
I believe they were optioned to AAA very quickly after our selection.
They were great in Nashville.
So you get to pick first.
Okay.
You've got the entire field. You know this field like the back of your hand, being the CUO of the tournament. Who are you picking as your Steinhoffel sleeper of the 2023 AmFam Championship?
So just I want a clarifying question. I know you like follow-up questions, Jason.
I do. I've done a few of them over the years.
So is this who I think is going to win, or do I think is going to be somebody that's going to – like Stricker.
Let's
I think
be honest. Let's You're say, not allowed to take Stricker.
Well, Stricker's been hot. You know, he's one, two,
Correct.
He got
he's not
second.
A sleeper.
All right. Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Hey, do you think Steve would give up two of his major Champions Tours for this one? Do we all agree on that?
We should ask Andy that question, but in my opinion is yes.
I would say yeah.
Why does he have to give up any? He's going to win this.
I understand, but I'm saying if. That's what. But yes, so Steve is the prohibitive favorite. Jerry's right there. Jerry's been a two-time champ. But no, you can't take the favorites.
I'll go with Retief Goosen.
The Goose?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
He's been playing okay lately. I played with him in the Pro-Am a few years ago, so, you know, I feel like
so that's
he really
his,
knows
his career has gotten, been on the downslope.
Yeah, he was watching me a little
too closely.
He
watched that, and he just can't get those images out of his head. All right, the Goose.
Yeah.
Couple-time U.S. Open champ as well, Andy, right?
Must be easy.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it.
That's right.
All right, who do you got, Andy?
Well, this isn't really a great sleeper, but I'm taking this because...
Because he's Andy
the
Martin.
Caddy.
He can do whatever
he
wants.
He's going to say Steve Stricker.
The caddy.
The caddy?
Yes.
Oh.
Bobby Stricker's player.
Oh.
Who is that?
I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Freddie Couples.
Freddie Couples.
Yes.
Okay, so he's a defending champ. He's won a Masters way back in the day. But Freddie Couples.
That's right.
Okay.
Bobby's going to read every putt for him. And he'll be dynamite this week.
Wow.
That sounds like a Tausch sleeper pick right there.
What do you mean? Oh, a former champ of the tournament?
Well, you know, the guy's 60-something years old. You know, he's he's not Bernard Langer.
All right. I'm going to go, and this is where I feel really good. He's got a funky swing. A lot like my swing. A little funky, but, you know, gets the club head through, hits his spots. Jimmy Furyk is going to be my sleeper.
Well, that's a real sleeper, too.
Has he won a bunch on the Champions Tour? Not a ton.
No.
Okay.
He hasn't been on it that long.
Yeah.
That's why I'm picking him. I like youth. Youth. All right, Jason, what do you got?
So I've actually got two that I really like, of course.
Shocking.
Oh, yeah.
But at least mine are actual sleepers. One of these guys has been on our show before.
Okay.
His younger sister
Jesse?
And I were friends in college. Jesse would definitely be a sleeper. I still respect the heck out of him for taking a nickname like Lumpy and actually making it a brand.
Okay.
Tim Herron. And then my other choice is just somebody whose name I enjoy saying, Dickie Pride. He's also
Richard
one of mine.
I like saying Stankowski. Paul Stankowski would be another one, but... it's going to be another fantastic week out here. Andy, I know you're excited. You haven't played much, huh? Or have you been getting out there hitting it?
I have played 3 18-hole rounds of golf this in 2023.
That's actually a lot at this time, isn't it, for you?
Well, no, that's not very much. A couple of 9 holes. Played 12 or 13 at the Bluff the other day. I feel good. It's probably as well as I've felt coming in here for – any of the years we've played. The hip surgery last year was awesome, and I've got a little bit of speed back. I might actually be able to hit the golf ball once in a while again eventually, so that'll be fun.
What is your record in this? I know we're 1-0, but what
I don't know. You know, sometimes you have to play the part of the perfect host. Sometimes you have to kick somebody's rear end. It depends who it is.
That's
if it's
right.
the host, then you kick it. Like the Generals did in the first
game. Yeah, what a win for the Generals back in the day.
No, I don't know.
That sounded a lot like the how do you measure yourself against other golfers right there. All right, well, we are thrilled that you guys spent some time with us. I know you both have other responsibilities at the great AmFam Championship, but we are looking forward to a great day and a great tournament and a great concert tonight.
Yep, Tyler
FGL.
Hubbard.
FGL.
Tyler Hubbard, formerly of FGL, I've heard.
Thanks for stopping by, T-Bone.
So, quickly... Thank you guys for coming out here and doing this. When you show up, it means this is a big event.
Absolutely.
So
it's like when you're at on ESPN at a golf event.
It's a big one. Same deal.
Same exact thing.
I can't believe you compared that.
I can't.
The Masters and Wilde and Tausch at the AmFam Championship. Want to remind you.
Thanks, guys, for having us on.
Thanks for coming. Want to remind you, we're always happy to have such great partners on this show, and one of them, of course, is Associated Bank as well. They've got the best customer service in the industry, and if you're a sports fan, there's no better place to be than with Associated Bank. Brewers checking, Badgers checking, Packers checking, they're all at your disposal. And if you're a Brewers fan, there's all kinds of great perks that you can use at AmFam Field. Check out AssociatedBank.com/Brewers to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead, live from the AmFam Championship.
Faster, come on, the world will follow after. Come on, because everybody's after love. So I said I'm a snowball running.
Thanks again to Andy North and Dan Kelly, although I'm a little disappointed that Dickie Pride wasn't available to join us. If you missed our conversations with each of them, you can always find it on Wisconsin On Demand. Presented by Grubel Offices, One Call, That's All. Time now to play a little needed or don't need it, presented by Fleet Farm. And, of course, Father's Day is right around the corner, and you'll find Dad's Day deals that won't be beat at Fleet Farm. You can shop top apparel brands like Columbia, Under Armour, and more, and pick up something that every dad would enjoy. Plus, if you find a lower price, Fleet Farm will match it. I've done that, actually, at our Fleet Farm in Green Bay. You can also pick up everything you need for your summer fishing trip at Fleet Farm. That's not something I've done. Check out their wide selection of rods, reels, lures, and more from top brands like Berkley and Rapala. Fleet Farm, your summer fishing headquarters. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955. Time now for some Need It or Don't Need It, presented by Fleet Farm.
Need it? I guess you're just what I need, what I need. Or don't need it? Presented by Fleet Farm. Remember, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, then you don't need it. Fleet Farm, serving the Midwest since 1955.
I want to thank Jesse Nelson for rejoining the show after hanging out with all the celebrities.
What a celebrity foursome we had down here, four of you, huh?
Yeah,
not bad.
It'd be interesting. Jason and Andy versus Dan and I.
I think there's a competition to be had there.
I like our chances.
Need it or don't need it, the Big Ten
don't
schedule
need it.
Edition. Did you guys see yesterday
I
that
did.
The Big Ten unveiled its schedule model and the upcoming opponents for the 2024 and 2025 seasons? The exact dates are not yet determined, but the opponents are listed on the schedules. So, need it or don't need it. As they chose to do, the Big Ten needs to get rid of divisions and simply have the two best teams play in the Big Ten championship game every year.
Yeah,
starting next year, no more divisions.
Yeah, I think that's the right move. I think that's what should happen. You still have your protected games, and Wisconsin is going to play Iowa and Minnesota every year. That's a good thing. You want to keep that part of it where USC and UCLA play each other. I think when you start factoring all of that in, that's when you get the rivalries. And I love the fact that we're going out to USC right away. I think it's great. Our fan base will enjoy it. I think everybody's going to love it. I'm all in. I was a little skeptical at first when we started hearing that it was going to be USC and UCLA. Be curious what ends up happening Big Ten-wise, but I love the fact that we're up there and doing that right off the bat.
So, Jesse, for those that were not following the story yesterday, and I saw the Badger schedule leaks. You know, we love a good leak.
Love a good
schedule.
Leak, yeah.
So the days of the divisions are over.
Starting next year. No more East and West. No more Legends and Leaders.
Better get a West this year, then. Grab a championship.
Got to go out on top the way we started it, right? Yep.
They did need to do this, as Tausch mentioned. I think it's interesting that there are different protected games for different schools. And did I hear right when Wooly wasn't messing up the signage that we have here that Iowa has three when everyone else has two?
So yeah, let me get to that one here.
Iowa doesn't have that many rivals.
That's our next need it or don't need it question.
No.
Need it or don't need it. Iowa, the only team in the Big Ten with three protected games each year, needs to give up one of its rivalries.
Yeah, they have to.
Iowa has a rivalry with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Nebraska. All protected games. They will play those teams every year, no matter what.
And do they play Iowa State out of the conference every year, too?
Yes. Now,
so
technically, that one's negotiated separately, but it would appear that those games are always set, yes.
Yeah, I don't like it. Shouldn't happen.
Why don't you like it?
You shouldn't get three. Those because
some of them are easy.
I would rather see Iowa have to play Michigan, Ohio State, and now they're going to be getting out of having to do that. And I think things are still going to – it doesn't matter – where Wisconsin's at, things are still going to run through Ohio State until otherwise proven. I want to see them. They shouldn't get three free, not freebies, but they shouldn't get three scheduled games against Wisconsin. You pick two. You're not that important. Get over yourself.
Wisconsin's probably the one that goes, right?
I'm fine with that.
So if Wisconsin had a third one, they've
probably
got Iowa, they've got Minnesota. Going to be my question.
Should be Northwestern and Minnesota.
Yeah,
and if Bielema stays at Illinois for as long as Bielema's there, then we play Illinois.
I'm on board with that, even though he still got me blocked on Twitter.
Last one for Need It or Don't Need It, presented by Fleet Farm, the Big Ten Schedule Release Edition. Badgers fans need to make one of the two trips in the coming years, 2024 at USC, 2025 at UCLA. Got to make one of the two trips to go to LA and see Wisconsin play in either the Coliseum or the Rose Bowl.
No, they need to go to Alabama.
Tuscaloosa next year.
That's the one. I think it's in 25.
Or, I'm sorry, 25.
25. But, yeah, you know what? It's expensive. I get all that. We've been to the Rose Bowl a bunch, but there is something. There is not a better venue to watch a college football game than the Rose Bowl. It's just, it's gorgeous. And we should whoop UCLA. USC is going to be a tough one now. That's going to be a squad. They got a lot of money. A lot of boosters, a lot of NIL money.
Future Packers quarterback.
USC is some, that's an operation that I think bring your own bewareness when you're playing the USC Trojans. They are going to be a juggernaut with all this new money that they're going to be getting on top of the booster money they already have. It's going to be them and Ohio State as your big, wow, those are the games Wisconsin needs to put on their radar.
You said there's no better place to watch a game than the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You've played in two games
there. Yep.
How many times have you been in the stands for one?
I went to the Oregon game when Russell Wilson was there. I think we've been to, for sure, that one.
Not the Justin Herbert one?
Did not go to the Justin Herbert one. I think that was the only one that I went and just watched. And it is it's fantastic. You got to get in the side where the shade, though. It gets hot.
So I have been there twice. I was there for the 93 team in the 94 Rose Bowl, and I was there for the 99 game when Ron Dayne ran through UCLA.
Yeah, it was a fun
you
one.
Do not want him in your backfield or in your secondary. It is in the press box, you look out over toward the mountains.
Pretty good grub.
It is beautiful.
Good grub, too.
I don't remember the food. I think the food here has been fantastic, though, especially yours that ended up on the floor.
That's fair.
Thanks to Wooly.
What else can Wooly wreck? he's wrecked something every hour.
He's had a very quiet last
Yeah, he has hovered. He's like, go over to the range and see if you can't bust somebody's club.
The tent's got to be the next thing.
Yeah, why don't you drive?
Maybe the
porta
potty. There's a chair. There's chairs over there. There's something else you can break. I don't know what it is, but let's see what you can break in the 11.
Just stay away from Dickie Pride because I don't want you to run him over or something, and then he can't compete.
By the way, Tausch, you're right. 2025, Wisconsin has games at Alabama, at Minnesota, at UCLA, home against Ohio State and USC.
Oh, look at this. You got the Trek bikes going. That is a steep hill. Are those e-bikes? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, they're going up that trail way too easy. If it was just regular bikes. They cranked that up onto, I guess that would be Olympic mode or whatever it is to get it all the
way. I thought you said there wasn't a big difference between e-bikes and regular bikes.
No, I said there is a big difference.
Mm. All right, that is Needed or Don't Need It presented by Fleet Farm.
They plowed through that.
I mean, the amount of play-by-play you have done for a myriad of
things. Hey, you know what? It actually held up. Now the wind blew it down. You know what I give Wooly credit? He is a competitor. He's not giving in to this sign. He's going to keep competing.
Did he get you new food after he dropped yours on the
road? I don't want him to give me new food. It's a sign. I don't need to eat that breakfast. We're good. Look at he's maneuvering. Yeah, I think it's going to work, Wooly.
I got him a Fig Newton.
You got him
is
a Fig
frozen?
Newton?
No, I'm not eating it.
Tausch will continue to do play-by-play of all the different things that are occurring. There's still guys on the range, so we've still got a number of
11:40 is the last tee time.
Tee-offs that are still waiting here as we are live from the AmFam Championship, where both our friend Steve Stricker and our friend Jerry Kelly spoke to the media yesterday in advance of today's first round. We'll hear from them coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
And maybe
the sign is up,
Wooly.
And my sources close to the program indicating that he wasn't the mastermind behind it. And it wasn't Jesse either.
No. I thought we punted on the sign an hour and a half ago.
It's pretty amazing that the sign's up. Kudos to whoever did it.
Who did it?
Alana did it. Well,
Alana, bravo.
Kudos to Alana.
I just wanted to see. That was actually a test to see if Jesse would actually give someone else credit for accomplishing something.
Yeah.
Because he prefers to take credit himself.
I don't think they could have done it without me being involved, they definitely got it
done.
You're
right.
It's good management.
What you did do is you collected some of yesterday's audio from Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker, who spoke at a press conference yesterday leading into today's first round, which Tausch has already reported. The final group for day one goes out at 11:40, so in a little less than an hour. So plenty of golf still to be seen here if you want to head out to University Ridge for the AmFam Championship. But, Tausch, you knew this was going to happen because that's what reporters do. LIV, PGA, there was lots also to talk about yesterday with these guys, but you couldn't not ask about the uncomfortable merger between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour. Jerry Kelly was asked about it, and here is how Jerry responded.
There's a ton of questions out there of what's going on. Why, how, what's going on. There's a new-for-profit entity that is married to the PIF. The tour organization as a 501c3 corporation is still a separate entity from that. And I think for our sponsors and for our peace of mind, we keep that separate. I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know what it's going to look like in its final. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think they know. We don't even know how it came about. It's just, it blew up on us just like it blew up on you guys. And no, I haven't talked to anybody. Steve's got a much higher reach than I do in this game, and I just go play. At the moment, we have no trickle-down economics in the Champions Tour, so I think we're kind of off on our own little island, and I think we like it that way. But we can't be blind to what just happened. So it is a lot to digest, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
So there's two things there that Jerry Kelly said that really struck me before we hear from Steve Stricker. One, and Tausch, you can identify with this to a certain degree, having played 11 years in the league. The last thing that any player wants, no matter what it is they play, is to be finding out about things through social media and not being told. Like, you know, Dorsey Levin's finding out that the Packers were cutting him from me. He did not appreciate that. That's not what you want to have happen. And you heard it from Jerry there. Does it surprise you or does it not surprise you that something as seismic as this merger, so many players, because we talked about it when it happened, they had no idea. They were totally blindsided by it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that a lot of times you can't give all the information out because it will wreck a deal. So I not that I'm empathizing with what the PGA and LIV had to do, but I understand why things played out the way that they did. But, yeah, it's always better if you can – you know, be transparent and be clear about what's happening. But sometimes you can't do that in business, and you have to kind of hold things tight. So I don't know if there would have been an easier way to do it. But from a player standpoint, you always want to feel like you're a part of the conversation, even if you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. But sometimes business, especially when you're talking about the billions of dollars that are at stake, that's just not going to be possible.
And then the other thing that, I'll be honest, one of the first thoughts I had, not because I am a huge golf fan, but because I'm a huge AmFam Championship fan, and as I mentioned to Andy North and Dan Kelly when they joined us earlier, these guys that are playing on the Champions Tour now are all the guys that I remember watching when I first started watching golf. And I wondered, what does this mean for the senior circuit, so to speak? And based on what Jerry Kelly said, it really doesn't affect them, which I think is interesting as well. Didn't you?
Yeah, I do. And I think that's one of the things you're always, when you see this and hear that, you first, it's just natural human nature to think, well, how does that affect me? How does that affect my business? And I think from the PGA Champions Tour, the more money that is in the coffers, it's going to be better for them from a PGA standpoint because there is an association. But I don't think it's going to change a ton about how that goes. The whole idea of how this is going to shake out and the fact that Rory and you make decisions, and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. I think Rory in this case was wrong. He had an opportunity to take $400 million, and he didn't. He trusted the PGA Tour. I don't know how and if they're going to fine these LIV guys an inordinate amount of money. They'll just say the hell with it. We'll continue to play on this other tour and just keep playing in the majors. So I don't know how that's all going to get taken care of. You always want loyalty, but that's why I never fault athletes for taking money. Mm-hmm. Because I can promise you, if the organizations are going to be able to make a ton more money doing it a certain way, and if it's going to short the players or their workers, they're going to do it. So players should do the same.
Steve Stricker also talked about the unexpected, for most of us anyway, merger or takeover, however you view it, with LIV and the PGA Tour. Here is how Steve Stricker discussed it yesterday.
First of all, I was shocked to see that development on Tuesday morning. No one saw that coming. You know, there's some real positives, and I kind of always look at things trying to find the positives in things, and you know, there's no more fighting between these two groups. You know, kind of unifies the game of golf. You know, and I just don't know enough about it. Why did it happen, right? You know, I have questions too, and I'm not sure if I can even answer your question honestly, right? I mean, there's just a lot of things that we'll all learn over some time, and then we can make our own decisions and judgments, I guess. But for now, I mean, I know Jay Monahan, and first of all, he's a great man. I've known him for a lot of years, and I don't think he would do anything that wasn't in the best interest of the tour and its membership and the players. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. And so I'm sure once all of this stuff comes out and we find out the reasons behind it, you know, there's going to be some pretty good. And he's taken ownership of some of the things that he said early on, and now he seems to have flipped his mind, but he's taken ownership of that. And so we'll just, you know, we'll all wait and see the reasons why, I guess, as we move forward.
I don't know Jay Monahan the way Steve Stricker does, but if there has been one person who has, to use one of your terms, taken a lot of shrapnel, it would be him. He has been very harshly criticized, the head of the PGA, and for the way he's handled it. So Steve Stricker supporting his friend, which is great, and I think that's important, but I thought it was also interesting that he would say very clearly that he has as many questions as anyone. And this is a guy who obviously is still playing in PGA Tour events.
So to put a bow on it, I think the PGA Tour could not compete with all of the Saudi money that was coming in. Mm-hmm. And they decided we can't beat them, we better join them, or we're going to be left in the dust. Because the rumor has it that John Rahm and some of these other top players – yeah, the PGA Tour is great. They do a lot of great things charitable-wise, but they are in the business of making money. And if they lose all those stars, for as much as we love being out here and you can go to the Kemper Open and watch
Open.
Watch a young upstart go win, mm-hmm. I want to see John Rahm. I want to see Rory. I want to see Tiger. I want to mm-hmm. see Phil. That's stars drive sports. Quarterbacks get protected. Star pitchers. You need LeBron. You need to have the stars in order to drive the big revenue. And I think the PGA Tour understood that. They had to plug their nose and say, here we go, or they were not going to be sustainable. That's what happened here.
I want to read you two texts we got real quick. Jim on the south side, I think Rory was correct because he did what he thought was right. It may have cost him money, but he stood for something.
Did he, though?
What do you mean?
No, I mean, did
he? I can't speak for Jim.
The PGA Tour is, again, the whole – when you start playing the high morals game, be prepared to sacrifice a lot. And if you're not willing to make that sacrifice, don't preach to me about morals. Simple.
Adam in Cedarburg, LIV Golf should make a very large donation to the 9/11 fund.
I agree
to
with
help
that.
Smooth out the situation.
Yeah, but it's not money's it's, not money's not going to solve those.
Well, the second half of Adam's text here, it's going to be a big deal until it's openly discussed and amends are attempted to be made.
You're not going to make amends because the people are going to be dug in on what they're at. The bottom line is, you wanted to take all of the added revenue. You're going to have to take the shrapnel and not. You've been sitting here telling us that it's about legacy and all this other stuff. Well, it's just been proven that you're full of baloney.
Right.
So openly, I don't think you should continue on as the commissioner. I think they need new leadership on this whole deal. And someone else can come in and reframe it. But everybody knows, hey, you had an opportunity to stand on your high moral grounds and say, well, we're going to make a little bit less money. Nobody wanted to do that. I don't blame people for that. But what I do blame is when you attack other people for doing it, when they were just going about their job, they shouldn't be penalized either. And so for all of the people that are saying, well, Rory did this, Rory is already saying he needs to be made whole. Well, where do you think that money's coming from, Rory? Like, come on. That's why I just say, man, I'm out here. I want to make a great living. We're going to do a ton of great charitable things. I can go and do a bunch of things that I want to do charitably that are for, you know, that my family feels strongly about, and the rest of it, spare me. I mean, this is, and that's even going back to the PGA Tour with some of the sponsorships. You know, I think some of these companies are doing business over there. Come on. So, all right, wipe the slate clean. Say, all right, here we are. We've got a new entity. We're moving forward. Everybody else that's trying to say anything else, I just have a hard time buying it.
We will shift gears to kick off the 11 o'clock hour.
And by the way, these players don't want to talk about it, and they shouldn't. That's where leadership and these guys are supposed to handle their business. They didn't. And then, like a lot of times happens, you leave it up to the players to handle it. What are you getting paid these commissioner dollars for? You're supposed to be taking the shrapnel. And to his credit, he has. But
yeah, I saw
these guys shouldn't be.
He was bad.
These guys should not. Well, because when you're in the wrong, you're gonna get called out.
He did not do a very good job of handling.
But these guys, Steve is hosting, you know, for the seventh time, a tournament that does a lot of great things.
Yep.
And then he's sitting here having to answer that. That's why the whole thing is just irritating to, I think, a lot of people.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour live from the AmFam Championship. Want to remind you that the Steinhoffel's amazing buy more, save more sale is the perfect time to spruce up your home. You can take an extra $100 off your purchase of $1,999 or more.
And windy out here.
$200 off your purchase of $2,999.
Get that ball flight down.
Or more.
Ball
and $300 off your purchase of $3,999 or more. That's all extra in addition
balloon up
to
if you
all
hit it high,
of no. Your great bargains that you're finding at the Buy More, Save More sale at Steinhoffel's. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Refresh your home with a new bedroom set, a cozy sofa, or a new dining set. You'll even find a special mattress deal or two as well. Steinhoffel's has something for everyone. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. The 11 o'clock hour kicks off in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.